The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Richard in Hartwell. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing, Joey?
I'm good. I hope you are, Richard.
I'm wonderful, and it's still great to be a Gamecock. I don't care what our record shows, but
it's not looking good for sure, Richard. But yeah, we got to stand by the team, I guess.
Oh yeah, but I was calling in. Y'all talking about all the. Of the sheriffs and corruption in South Carolina. Over here in little Hartwell, Georgia, we have a city councilman and his family, say about 9 members that were locked up for racketeering and been charged with the RICO Act. Because food stamp cards, he had a car wash and a food catering service. Well, he was actually catering to the jail.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not just in South Carolina. It's
oh, no. Damn. Look, Richard, when you have people in places of authority like this, people are people. You know, none of this is new. It's been happening forever. It's just a little more disturbing. I guess we know more about it these days because of the 24/7 news cycle. It's just in our face. But yeah, you're right. It happens everywhere, unfortunately. And you would think that when people put their trust in others to lead their communities, that they would do just that. But that's not always the case. Hey, Richard, you're right. We got to stand by the Gamecocks. It'll get better. I'm hopeful. Margaret's in Fairplay. Good morning, Margaret.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Hope you are.
I am. Thank you. I just wanted to reply to your comment that you were talking about doing a survey about how many of these sheriffs were Democrat or Republican. And I just wanted to remind you, and I think you just did it yourself, the corruption doesn't know a political party.
Yeah,
so whether it be Democrat or Republican, it's across the board. So I don't want us to get into such a battle of division that we so tied up in the Republican, and political arena that we don't see that this stuff happens everywhere and in every county and in every state.
Yep.
So sin is sin, regardless of your political persuasion.
Yep. You're right. You're very right. And yes, I mean, that was the point that I was trying to make just a minute ago. You know, we have bad apples in all professions. I don't care what it is.
Absolutely.
People are greedy. People are sinners. We all are. And unfortunately, some just deal with it differently. But it is disturbing. I mean, Margaret, Will Lewis had not been in office 3 months when this encounter took place. 3 months. He was sworn in January. This trip to Charlotte when this incident occurred was in March. You just think that he had had enough sense to not gotten in trouble this early on in his. But all these guys, I mean, you know, the sheriff down in Florence County who was taking some money, some drug money and other money, dirty money. He was just kind of skimming it off the top as it was being seized in drug raids and stuff. I mean, surely he had to know that somebody had counted that money before it went into evidence.
It just proves that even ignorance doesn't know a political persuasion.
Thank you. You're right, Margaret.
All right. But thank you so much, Joey. I love your show. I love it. Love your comments. And that was the only time I've ever taken exception to what you said. But thank you so much for listening.
All right. Sure thing, Margaret. Appreciate your comments. And hey, thanks for straightening me out. I don't take offense to that at all. A texter says, turn a sinner into a saint, forgive. And hey, that's a good point too. That's a good lesson. We have to forgive Will Lewis. The people of Greenville County, we have to pray for Will Lewis, pray for his family, and forgive him. Doesn't mean that we have to forget what he did. And the caller a minute ago who suggested that, well, maybe he could just, you know, save his pension, and maybe he should move on and be able to get a job in law enforcement someplace else. I disagree with that. I don't think Will Lewis should ever have a job in law enforcement again, period. Because here's the other piece of that. And this was something that did not come out in the trial. It came out in the campaign. And I just have to wonder if enough people had seen some of the videos of his internal affairs investigation when he was a deputy with the Greenwood County Sheriff's Office, would they have voted for him? Because he had been accused of sexual harassment as a deputy. He had been investigated by internal affairs. Yet he was elected sheriff. What's wrong with that scenario?